Well, it has been a while since I've sat down with our next guest, and miss him greatly. Glad he's back on the radar screen. From Concord Orthopedics, sports medicine practitioner, Dr. Doug Moran, back in the house. Doug, it's great to see you, man. You look great.
Peter, it is fabulous to be here. Fabulous to see you. I'm not the one who lost about 60 pounds. You have. If I lost 60 pounds,
you
I'd be
made
in trouble.
Me. You made me. When I had my shoulder thing, you said, eh. I went, okay. Yeah, I did lose some weight.
Don't get any more attractive, though.
It's Concord Orthopedics, let's see. Derry, Wyndham, Concord, New London, and Plymouth.
Yeah.
What's next, the world?
You know what? It's interesting that you say that, because it's very hard to strike the right balance between still being a local part of the community in which you work and being too corporate, too expansive. You can outkick your coverage.
That's important to you, isn't it? Being local, being neighbors.
My experience in New London has been gratifying in the extreme, in that it was the first outreach we had in the state. So when I came to Concord in 1988, so don't do the arithmetic, you'll figure out how old I am.
Okay.
We just had the Concord office, and there were six of us, and everything was great. In 1988, I knew people from New Jersey who had moved to New London, and I didn't know a lot of people at that point from New Jersey that moved to New Hampshire. And I moved to New Hampshire, frankly, because I identified the quality of the orthopedic group that was already here. So I didn't invent that, but I wanted to be a part of that. So I figured New London was a nice town. I came up and I drove around a little bit, and I made a suggestion to the group. Why don't I start to open an office in New London? And at that time, of the people in my group, which doesn't really exist anymore, maybe in this way I was ahead of my time, were not working. They were taking a day off a week.
Okay.
Somebody would take off Tuesday, the way the rubric of our group was at that time in terms of our office time, they said, well, you can take off Wednesdays. And at that time, I was young and
you still are.
I know. It's the Irish skin. You know how Irish people age, Peter?
What?
Until you're 30, you look 15.
Yeah.
And then when you're 30, you look 60.
Okay.
So it works that way. Right. But anyway.
But you're the one that started New London? I did not know that.
I started New London from whole cloth. It was just, yes. And so I just said, I don't want to take Wednesdays off. I'd rather work. I have a young family. They're busy. They're in school. I like it. So why don't I take that day and open an office in New London? So they said, basically, sure, go ahead and do it. There was no infrastructure here.
Yeah.
There was no set of relationships here. But it just so happens that some of your listeners might remember Fran Evans and Don Eberle, who were general surgeons in town and devoted to this town. Fran Evans literally lived at the hospital. And we were friends of theirs because they would refer patients to us, and we to them. And he said, well, you know what? We both take Wednesdays off, and our office is closed on Wednesdays. So we said, why don't we just lease your office on Wednesdays? And so that was 1992 when I started to come. Mm. So for the last 29 years, I've come to New London every Wednesday.
Wow.
And New London has been 20% of my entire professional career. And I love it. And there have been multiple iterations in the community and the hospital, as we all know.
Sure.
In terms of comings and goings and changes in regimes. And never were we going to leave New London. And
good.
And I think the last couple of years speaks to the fact that if we didn't leave with the goings-on of the last 3-4 years, we're never going to leave. Because for a while, we were orphans and seeing patients in one of the internist's office just to send the message that we're not going anywhere. And now we have a new office
right
in the old Colonial Pharmacy space. And Peraza Ophthalmology, Dermatology is with us there.
Plenty of parking.
The parking's great. It's beautiful space. It's we didn't really desire to build new space, but once that was the only option and we built the new space, it's beautiful new space, and we're thrilled to be there and thrilled to grow our footprint in New London. And now I have partners fighting over New London time. So that, I guess, was the goal 29 years ago, and I'm thrilled that we're seeing it.
Well, speaking of new space, you've got a new surgical complex across from the office in Concord. You got to be jacked about that. That was like a dream for you.
It really is, and it's beautiful space. It's a challenge to get used to the new space a little bit because it's...
No, hang on. Explain to me. You have a surgical procedure, surgical facility now.
Right.
Why that as opposed to just going to the hospital, which was right next door?
Efficiency and expertise. The hospital, the hospital has to be able to provide a breadth of procedures that we don't have to. So it's, in some ways, it's an unfair advantage to us because in our operating room, which we run with the hospital. So the employees of Concord, of OSC, Orthopedic Surgery Center, Concord Orthopedic Surgery Center,
right,
are actually employed by the hospital. It's a complex combination
of
things. But we do it in conjunction with them. And the hospital has to be ready to do a C-section and then a brain operation and then take somebody's gallbladder out. We have the advantage of having four of which just do orthopedic cases, feet, shoulders, ankles,
right,
spine, total joints. And so we better be more efficient because we then don't have to turn over a room from a knee replacement to an abscess in the belly. And that kind of service that the hospital provides takes extra resources and, frankly, therefore is less efficient. So this allows us an incredible amount of efficiency when you do the same thing all the time.
Now, did you get hurt in the early stages of COVID when the hospital shut down and said nothing non-essential for procedures? Did that affect you as well?
Oh, it was fascinating and actually quite interesting how fast it affected us in terms of paying employees. Within 2 months, we were borrowing money to pay employees. We didn't want to, no one got laid off. Some employees got furloughed, but we basically got furloughed the surgeons got furloughed for 2 months because we weren't allowed to do any elective surgery. And there was some confusion about elective surgery because sometimes people think elective surgery is getting a cosmetic surgery.
Right.
But elective surgery is rotator cuff repairs, ACL repairs, total joints. No one is going to die if they don't have a hip replacement. Their life might stink, but they're not going to die if you don't fix their rotator cuff. Although there are timelines to some of these things where if you wait too long, it's bad.
Right.
But on the other hand, we really were not in any way objecting to the limitations that were placed on us. We understood them. When we would see our patients, we would realize we were inconvenienced, and certainly our losses were real, but in terms of the scheme of the world, de minimis. And we have patients who own diners and dry cleaners,
right,
and they were devastated.
Yeah.
So for us to feel sorry for ourselves that we had to wait a couple of months to do a rotator cuff repair or an ACL reconstruction really influenced us to be more empathetic with our patients whose lives were ruined.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things, I've had the privilege of knowing you and your staff for a bunch of years, and because of that familiarity, it seems no matter where I go in the state, I'll see somebody and they've got their arm in a sling. They had rotator cuff surgery or whatever. And I say, oh, where'd you go? Oh, Concord. Who was it? Oh, it was Doug. Oh, it was Steve. It was Jeff. Everybody knows you all around the state. So New London, Lakes region, yep, that's great. But I talk to people in Colebrook. I talk to people up north. And, oh, yeah, I come down to Concord Ortho. That's the kind of reputation you guys have.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate our patients making those trips. We take note of the fact that patients have driven, and I think we all do this, and that we have a bunch of patients who drive a considerable distance, and if they're down there, we respect their time. So just the other day, I had a patient who came in who had a shoulder problem, and they lived in Colebrook or Springfield, Vermont, or something like that. And I forget exactly, but they also had a hand problem that they mentioned. Now, when they mentioned it, I chuckled and said, "You don't want me taking care of your hand." But I then came out of the room and I asked the medical assistants, "Where's Dr. Milano today?" And they said, "Oh, he's in pod two." So I just went over and said, "Anthony, can you see this patient? They drove an hour and 20 minutes and they're here." He said, "Sure." And I don't think you can do that, A, if people are unwilling to be flexible. And some systems are so bureaucratic and complex that you're not even allowed to do it.
Yeah.
That if that doctor said, sure, they'd say, no, we need to get approval from their postman to see him today. I'm being goofy, but
sure.
There are some things that don't allow you to be nimble. And I think that one of the things we've tried to do, and not always successfully, but we try, is to realize that nobody is forced to come and see us, and they're not compelled to come. And if you don't treat them well, they will decide to go somewhere else.
There you go. How is Dr. Milano?
He's good. He's
say
good.
Hi to Tony for me.
Sure.
Give my best.
He's up here in New London. New London, we have Dr. Milano does hands. Dr. Higgins, who's fabulous, new, not that new now, two years, is a sports medicine person too, and he's great. Dr. Resnick is here. Dr. Levy is
Dr.
here.
Dr. Resnick, I got him on speed dial.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron's my guy.
Yeah, you do have funky looking feet.
Yeah, I don't even start on that.
Is this radio or TV? We're all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine.
We can talk about body parts.
Okay, so besides Ron.
Resnick, foot and ankle.
Yep.
Levy is spine.
Cliff Levy.
And then two sports medicine people, Brendan Higgins and I. And then Anthony Milano is hand. And then Sean Burns does total hips and trauma. And it's going to get bigger. We're gonna do more and more. We really hope in the near future to have the ability to have people just walk in.
Really?
We're trying to develop enough personnel that we can do what we do in Concord, which is it's called the AIC, which is acute injury clinic, and
which I assume is going well.
It's going great, and it's actually I was concerned that maybe the ER docs would be upset with us that we were seeing the ankle sprains and the acute knee injuries and the acute shoulder dislocations. We're not out to take bread off their table.
Right.
If you sprain your ankle, there's a good analogy with the OR, which I just spoke to. The ER is taking care of someone who got shot, someone who has cancer and has taken a turn for the worse, someone who's having a heart attack, someone who's having a stroke.
Right.
So if you go in there and you hurt your knee, they're not built for taking care of you. They can, and they do, and they do a fabulous job, but they're not upset at all that if someone sprains their ankle.
It takes them away from their primary mission. I mean, I get that.
And you've been in ERs before. They can be crazy busy. Yeah. And so our seeing the acute ankle and knee and shoulder injuries is not upsetting to them at all. So that made us happy. And the model's been great because it's they want to be confident that they have a direction where to go.
Sure.
And we can do it quickly and I think a little less costly also.
Tell me it was not a relative of yours that on the Concord Orthopedics website, they posted a comment about you and said, "Very cool dude."
My mother is deceased, but she had stockpiled these emails.
Oh, okay. That was
what do you call bots or something?
I don't know.
What is that?
That's over I saw that and I went, okay, very cool dude.
I know who it wasn't. It wasn't any of my children.
Okay. Hey, well, look, you talked about just walking in Would you just walk back in another couple of weeks?
We'll do it.
Because there's so much to talk about.
There
I
is.
Mean, yes, we can talk about Concord Orthopedics, but people talk about, well, gee, this kind of hurts, or what should I do if, and do I need to see? I don't want to, you know. This, Doug, you know.
And the thing that we love getting people better without surgery. I think people think if you're a surgeon that, oh, I don't want to go see him. I'm going to have an operation. Our ratio of new patients seen to people having surgery is 12%. So almost 90% of people come see us, we can get them better, or physical therapy can get them better, or some anti-inflammatories can get them better, or maybe just a home exercise can get them better, and they never
But you know, we're automatically going to go worst case scenario.
Of course.
If something happens like, oh my God, we're going to go for a surgery, that's what we think.
Right. And assuring people that they don't need an operation is a fun thing to do.
Concord Orthopedics, very cool dude. Dr. Doug Moran. Well, Doug, it's a blast. I look forward to catching up with you in a couple of weeks.
Well, thanks. I'll look forward to getting back. And I'm not allowed to say that I love anybody more than anybody else, but Wednesdays, there's no more favorite day for me than Wednesdays when I come to New London.